Box. He stood at the lectern and read aloud the standard exam procedure while Miranda Gilbert passed out blue books to the squirming, anxious Econ 10 students. Box was dreadfully old-fashioned, he knew. Nearly everyone else at Harvard administered exams via the internet, but Box refused. Next year, he would have to capitulate. Next year, he supposed, the company that made blue books would be out of business. He yawned, more loudly than he meant to, into the microphone. One of the students in the back row called out, "Late night, Professor Beach?" A muted chuckle rippled through the room. Miranda turned to offer him a sympathetic smile, and Box said, "You all fail," which roused genuine laughter. He had not been able to fall back asleep after the phone call from Dabney. "Tell me something real," she had said. "Tell me how you really feel." He had really felt annoyed and unamused. 2 o'clock in the morning. Had she been drinking? He wondered. The call was entirely out of character. Dabney had never, ever, not once in 24 years of marriage, done anything like that. "We're not close anymore. We don't have sex anymore. I want to know if you love me, if you desire me." Normally, after the Econ 10 exam, Box took Miranda to lunch. It was the only time during the semester that he did so. He liked to keep their relationship professional. This was really the best way, especially since they spent so much time together. It was always Miranda who tried to forge something like a friendship. She occasionally coaxed Box out to see a movie, which he agreed to only when the solitude was getting to him. They dined together with colleagues, but never alone, except for this one lunch. Box didn't want people to talk, although he assumed people talked anyway. Miranda was a very beautiful woman, smart as a wizard, and she'd worked for him for 4 years, demonstrating her loyalty, patience, and steadfastness. Box could recognize all her enticing qualities without feeling anything romantic.